An email comes in from your boss, thanking you for your excellent work. And he invites you into his office to give you a gift. You go into his office, and he doesn't even look up from his computer. As he's typing an email, he points to the corner and says, "It's over there. Thank you so much for your work." That's it? An email to thank me? And when I come to get a gift, you don't even give me the attention to look at me? The Torah describes the blessings that will be bestowed upon the Jewish people for observing the Torah. Peace, prosperity, health. And it adds a phrase that in itself is not a blessing, but defines the nature of all of the other blessings. Ufanisi aleichem. Hashem says, "I will turn towards you." Rashi describes this with a beautiful phrase. Efane mikol askoi. I will free myself, Hashem says, from all of my other activities. I will be focused solely on you, l'shalem schachem, to give you your reward. So that not only will you receive the blessings, but you will receive them in a way that you can tell my attention is focused solely on giving you these kindnesses. As parents, I found we're very good at this. Naturals, really. When it comes to punishment, or rebuking, or criticizing. When we see our children doing something wrong, our response is often immediate, and we are focused on saying to the child what needs to be said. I very rarely caught a parent checking an email in the middle of such a moment. But when it comes to rewarding our children, there are sometimes we could use a little strengthening. That there should be the same urgency when we see a child doing something right to praise them with focused attention. When we commit to rewarding them, whether it's to a smaller child to take out to ice cream or buy a new bike, or as the children grow, we promise them an evening out for dinner to teach them how to drive. But that the reward should be done with that sense of, not just when I find time, but I make time. I am efane mikol askoi. I clear myself from all of my other activities because I have something that I want to give you. And then at the moment that we're actually doing it, when we're with them in the store, when we're with them in the restaurants, that they should get the sense that we have cleared our calendars, that we're not still texting or checking emails or on the phone, but that our attention is focused solely on them. Not just that they get the blessings we've promised them, but that our attention is given to them as we give them our blessings. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.